Chapter 18. He who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rails against all sound wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked comes, contempt also comes, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is like a flowing stream. It is not good to favor the person of the wicked, nor to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into argument, and his mouth calls for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Also he who is slack in his work is a brother to him who is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a broken spirit, who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The one who is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him out. The lot causes arguments to cease and decides between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and their disagreements are like the bars of a fortress. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He shall be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit of it. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor entreats requests, but the rich answers roughly. A man who has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.